You know, I think this goes back to, you know, even the beginning of the year, just coming out and not playing the way that we need to play, you know, was something that we were trying to, you know, we ended up play four quarters, you know, come out fast, come out in the third quarter and play fast. So, you know, the first half of this game, it was just, you know, that wasn't the Patriot, you know, football that everyone was accustomed to seeing. So, you know, again, you just had to come in the locker room and look at yourself in the mirror, you know, and just say, hey, we're going to win this game with individual guys doing their individual jobs and all working together, just one play at a time. I mean, you can't go out there and score 24 points in one drive. Mm-hmm. So you just got to have a drive, and you got to get a stop, and you got to get a drive, score, stop, get the ball in the offense, let them do their thing, you know, let them work, let them do their thing, get in a groove. And then, you know, that drive to where they, you know, tied it up. You know, again, that's, as a defender, you want to stop them right there. And, you know, that PI will take that. I thought that, and I really didn't see it. I have to watch the replay on it. But I was trying to reach across and get to the ball. So, you know, again, going to overtime, you know, have them in mental toughness there to start out on defense, get a turnover, you know, give our offense the ball, and just, you know, again, playing confidence, having the confidence to play, you know, well, knowing that the guy next to you is going to do his job.
Did you like that call defensively when you knew the Bill was going to give them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that we were doing, you know, doing a great job there as far as, you know, when they were going into the win, they had trouble, you know, getting the ball down the field. They were just trying to work the intermediate routes and run, you know, short little, you know, just little flat routes and crossers at the sticks, you know, so that it'd be first down, second down, run, try and get into the third and five, manageable situation to throw a, you know, short route.
When was really effective?
No, I mean, it's just, that's, you got to deal with it. So, you know, if it's windy, if it's raining, if it's snowing, if, you know, whatever it is, you got to play in it. So, I'm not a quarterback. I don't know, you know, what it's like to throw the ball into the wind, but I'm sure it's not as easy as when it's at your back. So, again, everything, you know, the elements are always a factor in how somebody plays.
What does it say about this team that you can come back from 24?
I mean, it's just, we got to be mentally tough. We got to play for each other. Everyone's got to do their own, you know, do their job, because everyone's job, you're counting on somebody else to do their job. And, you know, just being accountable and, you know, having that mental toughness to know that, you know, we didn't play the first half the way that we should have played. And, you know, if we play the second half the way we wanted to play the game, we're going to win the game. So,
was that said at the half? Or did?
No. You know, you don't – again, there's some things don't need to be said. You just don't have an understanding of, you know, sometimes, you know, hot air doesn't get anything motivated. You just have, to look at yourself and say that wasn't good enough.
So, as a group, do you guys get kind of – like you said, nothing said, but everybody's kind of pissed about
– No, you know, if someone – you know, kind of, if somebody walks up to you and hits you in the face, you know, what type of person are you? You just gonna turn around and walk away, or are you gonna fight back? So, you know, I think that in the second half, we made a choice that we have to play Patriot football and go out there and win the game.
In a game like that, I think it's down to 31-31. What does it take to win that?
Mental toughness. It comes down to being mentally tough and playing situational football. That's, you know, when you have a close game like that, like we all saw, it comes down to one thing, one mistake, you know, that can cost you the game. So, you know, towards the end, they made a mistake and it hit one of their players, gave us the ball close to a field goal, and Steve, you know, close to field goal range for Steve to just hit it through the uprights, and there you go, you win the game. So, but that's how close these games come down to now, you know, going into the playoffs. That's how games, you know, usually come down to the end there, of situational football, of special teams, you know, offensively, defensively, because one little play here, one little play there, you know, that changes the outcome of the game. So,
does it make the win any more special because everybody contributed to this tonight in the second half?
No, I think it's just something that you expect for everyone to do their jobs and do them well. So, you know, for us to come back in the second half and do that—that's what you're—that's what you're happy with. That's what you're proud of. You know, the first half, you know, that's just not us. That's just not the way we need to play. So we another lesson learned. You have to, you know, again, learn your lessons there, and you know, just keep rolling. We got another game to get ready for, and you know, that's it.
You guys are real workmanlike. The group really exploded at the end of the game. I mean, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, when the momentum shifts like that, you got to ride the wave. So, go with it.
Were you surprised at going against Manning that offense, and all of a sudden they're running the ball?
Well, you know that with the conditions, I think that they're having a difficult time pushing the ball down the field. Again, when it's windy like that, you're not able to throw a 15-yard out, like you would if it wasn't at all. So, and I think that they were trying to test, some of the guys on the front there to see how they're going to hold up and just keep running, try and get into a third and five manageable situation to run their little cross and pick routes.